Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on the Subsign Titan playbook for deep jungle atmosphere. Today we're focusing on something that sounds simple, but makes or breaks a drum and bass track. The low end feeling deep, controlled, and alive. Not bloated, not blurry, not fighting the break. We're talking about a sub that locks with the drums, leaves space for the snare impact, and still carries that dark, underwater pressure that makes a jungle drop feel huge. A lot of producers think the sub is just sitting underneath everything else. Indeed, NB, that's not enough. The sub is part of the groove engine. If it's loose, the whole track smears. If it's too static, the energy drops. So in this lesson, we're going to tighten the subsign so it translates on clubs, headphones, and smaller speakers, while keeping that haunted, deep jungle character intact. Let's start by building the core on its own track. Create a new MIDI track and load operator as your main sub source. Keep it clean and simple. Use a sign-based patch, preferably just one oscillator, because the goal here is phase stability and purity. Turn off or reduce any extra oscillators. Set the octave around -2 or -3 depending on your key, and shape the amplitude envelope so the note starts immediately, but doesn't hang around forever. A good starting point is a very fast attack, somewhere around 0 to 5 milliseconds, a decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds, a low sustain, and a short release. What that does is give you a sub that speaks right away, but doesn't smear into the next hit. That note shape is a huge part of the Titan playbook. Tight does not mean weak. Tight means deliberate. Name the track something clear, like SUB sign main. If you're working with layers, route it into a bass group so you can manage the low end properly later. Organization matters, especially when you're in finishing mode and trying to keep the whole bottom end under control. Now let's talk about the rhythm, because this is where the magic starts. Don't write the bass around the grid, write it around the break. In jungle and deep DNB, the bass has to respect the kick and snare relationship, and it should leave room for the ghost notes and break edits to breathe. Start with a 1 or 2 bar MIDI loop and place your notes where they support the drum pockets instead of stepping on them. A really practical way to think about this is phrase-based writing. Think in 2-bar ideas, not isolated notes. One phrase can create tension, the next can answer it, and the next can release it. That makes the bass feel like it's talking to the break instead of just walking over it. For example, on a chopped amen-style drop, you might hit the root note on the first beat, then place a shorter follow-up after the snare for a bit of push. In the second bar, leave a gap where the break fills the space. That contrast is what gives the track depth. Busy drums plus controlled bass equals pressure. Busy drums plus constant bass equals mud. Now zoom in on the MIDI note lengths. This is one of the biggest cleanup moves you can make. If the low end feels cloudy, the first fix should usually be shortening the notes, not reaching for EQ. In deep jungle, note length is basically a mix tool. Shorter notes, around an eighth to a quarter note, work well in dense sections. Longer notes can work in sparse breakdowns, but only if the arrangement has room. If a note overlaps a snare transient and the groove starts feeling thick in the wrong way, shorten the note first. That usually solves more than EQ can. If you want a little extra movement, you can nudge a few notes a few milliseconds earlier or later, but keep the fundamental locked. We want pressure, not slop. Here's a good rule: if the kick or snare feels smaller than it should, the problem may not be that the sub is too loud. It may be that it starts too early. Try nudging the bass note slightly later and listen again. Sometimes that tiny delay opens the whole groove. Next, let's add a bit of harmonic edge so the bass translates outside of a huge system. A pure sine sub is great, but on smaller speakers it can disappear. We want just enough harmonics to make the bass audible without turning it into a growl monster. Put saturator after operator and keep it subtle. We're talking maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive, with soft clip-on. Compensate the output so you're judging tone, not loudness. If you want a darker, more organic texture, dynamic tube is another good option. Keep it restrained. The fundamental should still feel like the boss. A very classic move is to split the bass into two layers. Keep one layer as the clean, boring, mono sub. Then add a second layer for character high past around 100 to 180 Hz, with some saturation or texture. That second layer can carry the attitude, while the low layer stays pure and disciplined. Honestly, one layer being boring on purpose is often exactly what makes the whole thing work. If you want even more control, use auto filter on the upper layer and automate the cutoff during fills or switch-ups. That gives you movement without destabilizing the sub. Now let's lock the low end in mono. Add utility to the pure sub layer and set the width to 0%. Keep the low end centered and stable. If you're working with a bass bus, utility is also useful for checking discipline on the group as a whole. The pure sub should not be wide. Save any stereo motion for higher layers only. After that, use EQ8 carefully. High pass any non-sub layers around 90 to 150 Hz. If the bass and break are clouding each other up, make gentle cuts in the muddy zone, usually somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz. If there's boxiness, a small dip around 250 Hz can help. The important thing here is not to over-EQ the life out of the bass. Build the arrangement first. Tighten the notes first. Use EQ to refine, not to rescue a messy part. Now, let's glue the bass and drums together without crushing the groove. Group the drums and bass separately so you can hear how they interact. If the drum bus needs a little stability, a light glue compressor can help, but keep it gentle. You're aiming for maybe 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction, not a smashed break. Fast jungle drums need transient life. On the bass bus, compression should be subtle, if you even need it. Most subsign lines behave better when the note lengths and envelope are already controlled. If the pattern has uneven peaks, a compressor with a moderate attack and release can help smooth it out. Sidechain from the kick or snare if you need extra room, but don't use compression to force a rhythm that the MIDI itself isn't already supporting. And here's a pro mindset shift. The drums should breathe. The bass should support them, not flatten them. In DNB, the snare is often the emotional center of the groove. If the sub is pinned too hard, you lose that lift. Let's bring in movement now, but keep the foundation stable. Automation is where the track comes alive, especially in deep jungle arrangements. The key is to move the harmonics and arrangement energy, not the core sub body. You can automate a filter cutoff on the upper bass layer during a build. You can increase saturate or drive slightly for a drop switch. You can pull the sub down a touch in a breakdown so the atmosphere opens up wider. A really effective trick is to automate a brief bass dropout right before the drop. Pull the low end away for half a bar, let the break and ambience fill the space, then slam the sub back in on the downbeat. That kind of contrast is one of the reasons DNB drops feel so hard. The return hits bigger because the ear had a moment of absence. You can also use filtered noise, vinyl texture, or low-passed ambience in intros and outros to reinforce the jungle atmosphere. Just keep the true sub clean. Never send the full low end into reverb or delay. If you want space, add it to the higher harmonics or to separate transition elements. Now we get into the finishing mindset. Mastering aware low-end checking. Do not solo the bass for too long. Always check it with the drums in context. Listen in mono. Listen at low volume. That's where the real balance shows up. If the bass still reads when the monitors are quiet, the relationship is probably solid. Use spectrum if you want to confirm that the sub fundamental is stable and not overblown. Watch your master channel so you don't accidentally clip. If you're still mixing, leaving around 6 dB of peak headroom is a smart target. And if the master sounds cloudy, do not reach straight for a limiter to force it louder. In DNB, clarity reads as power more than raw level does. A good comparison move is to load a reference track with a similar low-end density. Level match it first, then compare only the sub and bass relationship. Don't get tricked by overall loudness. You are listening for how the bass sits against the drums, how much space the kick and snare have, and how much pressure the sub creates without swallowing the groove. Let's quickly talk about a few common mistakes to avoid. 1. Overextending notes so the bass blurs into the snare. Fix the MIDI length first. 2. Making the sub stereo. Keep the core mono. 3. Distorting the sub too heavily. A little harmonic edge is helpful. Destroying the fundamental is not. 4. EQing before checking the arrangement. Often the real fix is rhythmic. 5. Using compression as a band-aid for loose programming. Tighten the note placement and envelope first. 6. Ignoring the breakbeat interaction. The bass should leave room for the drum edits to speak. For darker or heavier DNB, you can add a very quiet mid-bass reese layer above the sine core and high-pass it so the sub stays pure. You can add subtle autopan to that upper layer only, never the sub. You can send the harmonics slightly into echo or delay and filter the return hard. You can even resample a short, bass phrased audio, then warp or re-edit it for a more haunted, broken jungle feel. If you want to get more advanced, try velocity link tone changes on the upper layer, so harder notes feel a little brighter. Or add ghost notes between the main hits, very quiet and very short, to create forward motion without clutter. Another great move is micro timing. Shift a few notes slightly earlier or later for push or laid back pressure. Use that sparingly, though. In jungle, consistency still matters. Here's a simple practice challenge you can do right now. Build a 2-bar sub line using only a sine wave in operator. Make the first bar a little denser and the second bar more open. Add a saturator with just a small amount of drive and soft clip on. Add utility and set the width to 0 on the sublayer. Put a simple breakbeat underneath, and listen for any bass notes that mask the snare. Shorten or move at least 2 notes so the groove clears up. Then automate either a filter cutoff or a small saturation change for the last half bar as a transition. Then listen back in mono at low volume and make one final adjustment based only on drum and bass balance, not loudness. That's the heart of the Subsign Titan playbook.